Score! Score!
The San Jose Sharks proudly present Sharks Hockey Digest. Here's your host, Dan Rusinowski.
At the end of one period of play, we've got a scoreless tie between the San Jose Sharks and the Vancouver Canucks. And it's always great to welcome back Sharks alumni whenever they visit the Bay Area. But we've got some news also involving the man that's sitting next to me right now inside the Sharks broadcast booth. Matt Irwin of the San Jose Sharks has retired from the NHL, but he is embarking on a brand new career involving a company that has lots of Bay Area ties. Matt, it's so great to see you. And first of all, congratulations on what I think was an outstanding National Hockey League career. A lot of great memories, I'm sure.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. 11 years in the NHL, 14 years playing professional hockey is something growing up in Victoria, BC that never thought would be possible. And it was made possible because of the Sharks organization. They gave me a chance and allowed me to be who I was, teach me a lot of things, and just the opportunity to be in the Bay Area and play for this team was one of the greatest gifts I was ever given.
Well, I'm looking at your career, and you have one career playoff goal, and I know when that happened. It was Game 7 against the Los Angeles Kings back in the 2013-14 season. Game 7 of a crazy series, as we all remember.
Yep.
But it had to feel really good to get that one at least.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm pretty sure I was scratched for the first few games, and I think we lost Pickles.
Right.
I got the nod to go in, and I think I played Game 6 and 7, and luckily I was able to sift one in, and, you know, unfortunately it didn't end up the way we wanted it to do, but, you know, it was a unbelievable experience, and I can say I scored one in the playoffs.
But one thing that I ask a lot of players about their careers is, do you remember some of the times that you don't succeed as a team as much as you do, the great moments when you do?
Yeah, I almost think you think about those more than the successful parts, and, you know, I remember all the success I've had throughout my career, but, you know, the ones that sting are the ones that, you know, those heartbreaks, right? And you think about your bond with your teammates and everything you go through throughout the season. And, you know, it's just one of those things that makes, you know, sports so fun and entertaining. And so, yeah, you look back on those and there's some regrets and what have you. But they're all great memories. At the time, they might not be, but where I'm sitting right now, I look back on all those fond memories.
Matt Irwin is with us, Sharks alumnus, played several seasons, beginning his career with the Worcester Sharks, then the San Jose Sharks for 3 years. Also played in Boston and Nashville and Anaheim and Buffalo and Washington. You got around.
Yeah, security wasn't one of my things. You know, I wanted to see the country, right? So I'm thankful for that.
And also very appropriate that it's the Vancouver Canucks in town, your boyhood team, I'm sure, growing up on Vancouver Island. And last season, you played your final season of pro hockey in the AHL with Abbotsford. What do you make of the kids in this organization?
You look at, like, the kids around the league, the talent and the skill. It's incredible. And so for me, last year, being in Vancouver's organization was a dream come true. That's a team I grew up cheering for, a team I watched. And see some of these guys that are playing tonight that I played with last year. It's cool. It comes full circle. Like, I was in their shoes at one point. Last year was a cool experience for me to be the older guy. Some inspiration, a sounding board, questions. It was really cool. So, you know, I don't cheer for one team really anymore. It's just more or less follow guys that I played with and hope they do well.
And also, you can understand the plight of the young kid. What do you make, by the way, of the difference now for the Sharks? Instead of having that cross-country flight from Worcester, you walk across the hall to TechCU Arena and you play for the San Jose Barracuda. The general manager is always watching you. What do you think of all that?
I think that is the best case scenario. I remember when I was in Worcester and you get called up, you got a cross-country flight, sent down, same thing, you're going back. To have it in the same city so that the fans can see their prospects and the kids that are coming up and what they can look forward to in their backyard. I think it's amazing for the fan base. It's amazing for the organization and most importantly for the players. And they know they're a walk across the hallway.
Since the Capitals were the last team you played for, in the NHL at least, I got to ask you about Alex Ovechkin and his drive to go past Wayne Gretzky in the amazing season he's having. He scored another one tonight.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible what he's doing. such a good person. Great teammate. I mean, he's that whole culture there. It's a great organization. I'm really rooting for him. I mean, what is he, 16 away now? That's a lot of goals.
It is.
I was coming for him, but I decided to retire, so I didn't have to nip at his heels.
Speaking of my retirement, how about looking over to our left and seeing those retired banners, 19 and 12, Thornton and Marta. What does that make you feel when you see that?
It's incredible. I mean, those guys meant so much to me as I came into the league. I had the opportunity to play in the Spangler Cup this year and got a phone call from Jumbo as part of the management team. And he's like, you're coming to Switzerland. I'm not playing. He's like, you're coming. You're going to have fun, and it's going to be a time of your life. And it truly was. We whole family came. My parents came, and we had a great time.
Also about representing your country, too.
Absolutely. I never had the opportunity to do that, so any chance you get to represent your country at any level it was a true honor.
Well, we're visiting with Matt Irwin, played college hockey at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, long pro career, and with the San Jose Sharks, that's where he established himself as an NHLer. But now you're not playing anymore, and you're not a general manager all the time as far as the Spengler Cup teams or anything like that, but you're working for a company that has Bay Area ties, Medea Incorporated. Michael Laidlaw is the president and general counsel of that team, brought you in. How did this start? What are you doing?
So, Medea Medical Products, where it started was my relationship with the CEO, Brandon Laidlaw. And I played junior hockey with him when I was with the Nanaimo Clippers a long time ago. And we kept in contact. And then, obviously, when I came to San Jose, him being in Pleasanton, we stayed in contact and we're best buds. And so, a lot of conversations about post-career. While I was still playing and what I wanted to do, and nobody really knows. And so they opened the door for me and gave me an opportunity to hop on their team. And here I am just learning a whole different side of, business. And they do such a great job. Based in Pleasanton, got an office in Newport Beach. We've opened one up here in Vancouver. We're doing a lot of good things. I'm running the charity side of things now, Media Charitable Foundation. We've got partnerships with the NHL Foundation, with Rob Woolley and the NHL Alumni Association and their foundation with Glenn Healy. So it's a tight-knit little group we have, very hockey-orientated. We with the charity side of things, we raise money to give opportunity to kids in youth sports, hockey being a big one for us, boys and girls. We just want to give kids the opportunity to, where they otherwise may not have it, to get out there and be part of a team, be part of a sport. And we know how great hockey is, and we know how tight-knit the community is. So it's special. It's special for us.
Well, we know that you're in good hands with all those folks we talked about. You know, the Sharks just had their annual sampling with the Sharks event, raised $400,000+ for local people in the community. And that's the part that people forget, that hockey is not just a sport. It's not just a place where people are competing for a cup. It's a big part of the family and the community.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and the community is everything. It's what drives the team. It's what, they support the team. And as a player, you want to put your best foot forward every night, and for the people that spend their money, their hard-earned money, to come watch you play. And this game wouldn't be what it is without the support of the community and the fans.
Matt Irwin, it is so great to see you. By the way, Medea is a pharmaceutical company.
Yes, correct.
Is it not?
Yeah.
What types of things are they into?
So we have multiple hundreds of different pharmaceuticals. Big one right now is Naloxone and Narcan and the opioid reversal agent that everyone needs. And, it's so important. It's one of those things that we're experiencing in our world that is devastating, and it's ruining a lot of lives. And we're just trying to get it out there, get the product out there, and help a lot of people.
We know that you're on the leading edge of that. We really congratulate you on hooking up with a great company. And I suppose that since it's from Pleasanton, we might even see you once in a while.
Yeah, I plan to be down here at least a couple times a month, and I'll definitely be back in the Shark Tank.
Matt, thanks a lot for coming up.
Thank you.
That's Matt Irwin, former Shark, who's here in his post-career doing a lot of great things in the world.
You've been listening to Sharks Hockey Digest. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.